Hello, everybody. This is Matthew Hawkins, and I am with Wes May, Joey Carubius, and Uncle Turo. And, like, the topic that's been kind of, like, is this thing in the
recording?
Okay, so, like, a big topic that's been going on for quite a while, in my opinion, is that which superhero is better, Batman or Spider-Man?
Like, Batman sucks!
Okay, well, Joey established his opinion, because we had this kind of thing in my English class last year, and debate got really heated. And, like, what's the, compared to them, like, video games, movies...
Okay, comic books, Batman sold more comic books than Spider-Man.
And nobody reads comic books. Okay.
Video games, Batman is still making more money than ever.
Yeah, movies, we see the best of Batman.
Box office-wise, DC is making bank, no matter what. Yeah. Even though DC biggest, like, characters is just Superman and Batman... It's more money than any Marvel movie has ever made.
Okay.
So
Batman has no real superpowers, even though he's a superhero. Spider-Man, on the other hand, Spider-Man, despite having web shooters, which aren't real powers, he does, in fact, climb walls, jump really high, have agility, and super strength. Batman, on the other hand, what does he do?
Okay,
but... What does Batman do?
Okay, let me put things into perspective. Like, let's, like, put, like, their accomplishments. Batman, he's a rich guy that still gets girls. Spider-Man, he's a geeky kid. Nobody liked him. He gets powers. He gets a hot girlfriend. I think Spider-Man went to the accomplishments
okay,
right there. Alright,
movie-wise, let's go to an Amazing Spider-Man.
Okay, Amazing Spider-Man.
Amazing Spider-Man was so okay. You can't really compare You can't compare the Spider-Man movie to the Batman movie because the Spider-Man movie just came out and it's the beginning of a story.
Yeah.
The Batman movie
is a conclusion.
It's the conclusion.
Okay,
so the two different kinds of movies.
Alright, how about this? We're compared to Batman Begins with the Amazing Spider-Man.
The Amazing Spider-Man wins.
Yeah, because
down.
That was more exciting.
Batman Begins was the most boring movie I've ever seen.
Batman Begins, people are getting tired of seeing Batman's parents die. We've seen that hundreds of times. With the TV shows.
Exactly. Batman Begins grabbed a little bit of attention, but it wasn't like a major accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because in all honesty, every Batman beginning movie has like come out like 10 times already.
Yeah. Like,
no one was interested in seeing
the
it.
Movie
the
movie with like Arnold Schwarzenegger being Mr. Freeze, it's actually better than Batman Begins.
Batman and Robin was the worst freaking mistake in the history of the box office.
I just thought it was funny. Wasn't there like an evil hockey team in that movie? Or was that another
Batman?
They had George Clooney. They had George Clooney play Batman.
That's how you know it's a bad movie.
Okay, here's George Clooney as Bruce Wayne. Hi, I'm Bruce Wayne. And here's him as Batman. I'm Batman. He didn't change his voice!
Hey, at least he didn't have throat cancer.
Hey!
If you look at the animated series, the guy who plays... The animated series for Batman is by far better than the Nolan movies. Because if you look at it, you know the voice, the man... forgot his... Michael Caine... No, not Michael Caine. That's the butler.
I'll admit, though, Batman Beyond, although not being the original Batman, is still kind of cool. Like,
yeah.
I watched that.
Yeah, that was a cool... series.
Spider-Man, though, yeah, like,
that was
I don't remember his cartoons that well. Oh, no, actually, I do.
That was more like an 80s looking
cartoon. Spider-Man had a cartoon in the 90s called Ultimate Spider-Man. It was the coolest thing ever. He had a suit, like, a symbiote suit, and he had these cool webs.
Okay, but here's the thing. Why wasn't Spider-Man an Avengers if he was a Marvel character?
Because
they're owned by two different companies. The people who made Marvel, the Avengers, was made by one company, and another company owns the copyright
to
Spider-Man.
Didn't Disney, like, make the Avengers, or was that just
Disney
like...
It was Disney.
Disney helped
Sony made Spider-Man, right?
Sony has Spider-Man, X-Men has, Fox has X-Men.
Oh.
No, Fox
okay,
only
why
has
does Marvel need, like, three companies? That's the only
know.
Thing that
people buy the... Some odd companies buy the rights, like... Fox has the rights to the Daredevil movies.
Oh, no, speaking of Daredevil, they might not have the rights anymore, because by
they're making a reboot, right?
They're trying to make a reboot, because the contract states that they have to make a movie at least once every 5 years.
They don't have to. Here's the thing, though. They made a Fantastic Four movie in 94, but it was never released, and the only reason why they made that whole freaking movie and waste $1 million was to hold the copyright. So what Fox might do is make a Daredevil movie, but never release it.
Yeah, probably. I hope they make a Deadpool movie.
No, they're remaking the Fantastic Four because the Torch is the Captain America.
I can't believe they do that.
I know. Like, well, I have big respect for that actor because he's two superheroes.
Mm-hmm. And then Deadpool.
Like Captain Torch.
Right, he's a flaming hot jerk that sets stuff on fire, and he throws shields all day like a little whip.
And plus he has morals too.
Hey, but this isn't about Fantastic Four and the Avengers. This is about Batman and Spider-Man.
Yeah,
so let's go back to the topic.
Is Batman and Nolan like have something to do with the Superman movie coming up?
Oh yeah, he's the producer.
Oh sweet, okay, I'm watching it then.
Here's the deal. Spider-Man he battles aliens in space. He battles.
He's
not an alien. Yeah, Venom.
That's an alien. That's like a weird virus.
It's an alien.
It's an alien.
Oh, but didn't that like consume some dude? And then
Symbiotes.
So
and Spider-Man
an alien still? No, that's like a weird alien virus.
it's an alien that leeches on a. It's a parasite.
Oh, okay.
And so Spider-Man battles aliens. What does Superman do? He battles. Just like, whacked out.
Okay,
villains.
I think all superheroes.
Batman just battles whacked out villains.
Okay,
like,
I think all
Joker.
Superheroes are cowards a little bit because you wouldn't see like Spider-Man. He would never save a single person unless if he ever had spider powers. Superman, he wouldn't be saving like the little city if everybody carried around kryptonite with them. Batman, at least he has some courage.
No, well there is some.
Batman. Okay, if his parents didn't die, where would he be?
He would be a rich guy.
He would just be a rich bastard who gets like a whole bunch of money, a whole bunch of babes.
Ladies.
And there wouldn't even be a Batman if his parents
exactly,
never died.
Exactly. So
unless if he had
Spider-Man would become Spider-Man regardless because he went to the science.
But then again, the only reason why he became Spider-Man is because of Uncle Ben.
And he got bit by the spider. Well, yeah.
Because Uncle Ben never died.
Uncle Ben said, with great power comes great responsibility. And then, that was before he died. So if Uncle Ben didn't
Stan
die.
Lee to bring into this rant, but sadly Stan Lee's not here right now.
Stan Lee, okay, hold on, let me get Stan Lee.
Stan Lee's a genius.
Yo, Stan, get over here! Hey, this is Stan Lee. I'm just kidding, Stan's not here. If it was here, that'd be good.
That would be actually pretty cool. I would actually ask for his autograph. I almost met him one time, too. There's like this book signing thing, but there's this huge line to see him. Dad's like, dang it, I can't see him. I really wanted to see Stan Lee, too.
Okay, so, alright, Spider-Man made what? Three movies? No, four. Every single Spider-Man movie, four.
It's four because they couldn't make a TV series or a show about him.
They should make a TV series about Spider-Man.
They had a live-action series in the 70s, and it did pretty well. But the only problem was the budget. Because in order to get the particular shots, they had to get a whole bunch of props and stuff. It just didn't work out.
Yeah.
Spider-Man was too advanced for them to make at the time. But now, with this technology, Spider-Man
totally
was able to fly.
Well, we should make a Venom TV show.
So which means that for the new Spider-Man, because they are making a second one. So which means that will be
I wonder who's
the better.
Do you think the electric guy is going to be there?
No, he's not going to be. I heard from the reports and critics and everyone else, they're thinking that the next villain is going to be the Green Goblin.
Really?
Because originally in the comic books, Gwen, she dies. The Goblin kills her.
Oh, okay. Because
because
I remember at the after credits thing, it shows like a bunch of lightning. And I thought, that's the electric guy.
And then, so after Gwen dies...
Wait, there was that end credits scene on Spider-Man?
You know how every single superhero movie has that, like...
Yeah, no, I saw the scene where that guy was in the jail.
Yeah, he was in the jail, and there's, like, a bunch of lightning, and
I saw that. That's all that. No, that was just his subconscious, I thought.
No.
Oh.
It's not an actual villain.
So is the lizard also
how did the villain get in there and get out?
All right, this is one villain. I'm not sure... I don't remember the name of it, so
Kingpin?
Don't hold me. Huh?
Kingpin?
No, I don't
or
know. Because right.
I know one villain can transport.
No, there's one villain that can just walk through walls and everything.
Oh.
And it's kind of like the same, like, in the original Spider-Man, you know how the Green Goblin was talking to himself? Well,
a little insane.
He got a little crazy.
Maybe got a little Smeagol moment.
Exactly. So that's what's happening with the new one.
Can you call somebody on this?
No.
Because it looks like, okay.
Because that would be pretty sweet. They did, like, the... Because, like, I remember, like, seeing some image of the Green Goblin that had, like, fire powers. Or, like, he looked completely
different. Isn't that the Pumpkin Goblin?
The Hog Goblin?
Hobgoblin?
Okay, there's, like, 50 different goblins.
There's Green Goblin and Hobgoblin.
Okay, do you know what would be a really good mix? Like, Spider-Man or Batman have a movie combined with the Transformers. How about that?
Spider-Man and Batman actually collaborated in a comic book. And you want to know what?
Really?
Yeah, you want to know what happened? Batman couldn't handle two villains at the same time. There was, like, the Joker and then the Venom. He couldn't handle them both, so he goes, "Yo, Spider-Man, can you help me out?" And Spider-Man goes, "Oh, yeah, I can help you out." And then he helped him out, and then he defeated
the villains. What happens if the Joker gets the Venom virus? That would be sick.
Screw our argument. Honestly, that happens.
Yes. Okay, new winner, Joker.
Joker-Venom.
Joker-Venom.
Let's make that to a movie. Joker-Venom crossovers.
Venom-Joker.
Wes, what about you? What do you think?
The Venom-Joker.
I wasn't even paying attention, man.
Okay, watch this. But yeah, that's okay. Screw Batman or Spider-Man. Joker Venom wins.
This is a 10-minute argument. I think we're done here.
Yeah.
Dude, you need something that's entertaining. This was kind of
boring. All right. This has been Nerds with No Girlfriends. No, this has been Virgin Hour.
Yeah, forever.
We'll see you next week. We'll see you next week where we talk to you about Star Trek versus Star Wars.